This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Yeah, so this is going to sound crazy and stuff. I know that.
I get it.
But I've already run this by producer Sherry. She laughed at first, and then she's like, wait a second. Like, you're onto something.
Okay.
Came up with a whole sociological, framework based on What About Bob?
The movie.
The movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is one of the best cinematic triumphs of the last couple decades.
It is pretty special. It is.
My theory is this. You can kind of divide a line between humans. There are Dr. Leo Marvins,
mm-hmm.
and there are Bobs. And Dr. Leo Marvins are relatively sane people.
Mm-hmm.
He does a slow burn during the movie. It's hilarious. He's been driven crazy. But I'm not concentrating on him being selfish or being jerk. Just like, he's relatively healthy.
Mm-hmm. And there to help if he needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy to do it, but mm-hmm. Whatever.
Right.
And then there's Bob that... This on the outside seems like, oh, that's he's endearing,
mm-hmm.
but then it's all my problems.
Right.
And my theory is that if you're a Dr. Marvin, you're going to attract Bobs.
Yes.
These are people that are at first like, oh, that's cool. And then pretty soon there is no conversation that's not about their problems.
They're Bobs.
So the question becomes, if you're a follower of Jesus in this case, what do mm-hmm. you do with Bobs? And I have to think a lot of the disciples probably were
Yeah, that was
Bobs.
So funny. You said he had 12 Bobs.
I think he probably because he would say something and was instantly, well, how does this affect me?
Right.
I mean, do we wind up, where am I on this? Like missing the point.
So true.
And you can see, didn't you say that there was a... verse where Jesus lets out a deep sigh.
Yeah, he's on the boat and he says something and they're like, oh, and they make it about them.
Their problems.
Yeah, and it says he just sighed in his spirit like a Bob.
But you're going to attract them and that's okay. Be ready. This is really hard to talk about it, but I think we should because I think we feel it. If you're somebody who's been a believer in Jesus for a while, you can feel the culture turning against you, like to the point that you're resented strictly by being a believer in Jesus. As soon as somebody knows that, some people are immediately antagonized. Okay, so that's where we are. I think based on other countries that we can observe, that's going to get worse. And I'm not seeing that to be a drag. I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to show grace, to be patient with people, to be joyful, even in the midst of things not going your way. And that validates who Jesus is. We've done a lot. I think a lot of the animus towards Christians, not all of it at all, but at least a big chunk of it includes people who are yearning that the Christian story is true. They're yearning to believe it. But then they've seen our actions and they feel betrayed because they wanted it to be true. That this loving God is going to take care of them and he loves them. And then they see us possibly acting like it's not true. And that's a betrayal. And the lashback is pretty harsh for that kind of thing. It's like me coming on tomorrow and going, yeah, I've been living the Hugh Hefner lifestyle the last 10 years. I was just kidding you on the radio. Like you feel betrayed. Like it wouldn't just be like, oh, okay, well, that's disappointing. You'd be like, and I'm angry. I feel like you've betrayed me. And I think that's where some people are coming from. It's pretty exciting. In fact, I'm so excited. And how am I going to do this on the radio?
What is it?
Because it's so cool. I want to show everybody and realize I can't.
Okay.
I'll show you. Hang on.
All right. So Brandt has ran out of the studio at this time, which... The onus of the responsibility is on me, I suppose, to continue going.
Okay.
All right.
Look at this. Somebody just gave me this.
You have got to be kidding me.
Somebody just gave me this gift. It is so cool.
This is what you...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
They gave me... Sorry, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
They gave me a Lord of the Rings Pez dispenser set, and it's the coolest thing. It's got from left to right.
Wow.
Bilbo, Frodo, Samwise... And then Gandalf, Aragorn, Legolas, Gimli, and Gollum.
In the history of radio, I don't think anyone has ever left the mic to go get a Lord of the Rings
Pez
dispenser.
Okay, the problem is I want to start playing with these, and somebody just gave it to me before the show. And I want this show to be over. You ever wait for something to be over? And
yeah,
like,
yes, I have.
Got a new toy at home and you're in church.
Open it up.
I'll
continue the show out.
You're not going to let me play with these. I know what's going on.
You've probably noticed this. Everybody's in a hurry all the time. Hurry, 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 hurry. Got to get this done. Oh, we got so much going on. Oh, how are you doing? Oh, I'm really busy. I'm busy, 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 busy. Everybody's busy. You know what's really hard, though? Let's be honest. I mean, it's kind of a basic thing, but it's hard to love people and be in a hurry at the same time.
Oh, man, that's true.
You can't. In fact, they've done studies on this, and they've shown that people make vastly different moral decisions when they're in a hurry based on how much time they have. And that's in a, like, will you help this person? Got to go. In a hurry. Don't even notice. Got to run. Let alone just be attentive to people around us, around me. When I'm in a hurry, really hard to love people. Is it okay to be vulnerable here?
Absolutely. If not here, where?
Yeah. That's what I say. And so I got my feelings hurt.
Ooh. When?
Today, because I just didn't expect this from Alex Trebek. Of all people, he's one of my people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this interchange happened on Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek sold us out. If I could turn to Alex Trebek, I would say, Alex Trebek, you hurt my feelings. This happened on Jeopardy. This girl was explaining that she's into nerdcore hip hop, and
into what?
Nerd. He's like, well, what do you do? And she's into nerdcore hip hop.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
She explains it here. And then listen to what Alex says, because it really hurts my feelings.
Okay.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well, I think...
Alex Trebek, if you are listening, I want you to know that you hurt my feelings, Alex Trebek. And a lot of the stuff that I always thought you were kind of on my team. And then that kind of broadside. So,
Alex Trebek.
Thanks. Sherry is feeling, I appreciate the empathy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're laughing or crying, but I think you're laughing.
I am. I'm sorry.
I think you're laughing. So earlier in the show, we were talking about how people who call themselves Christians, and I am among them, have to portray Jesus correctly to people. I mean, we need to act in a way that people go, that shows me what Jesus is like. You know what, though? I was thinking, yeah, that's for the people, the non-believers out there, or whatever you want to call people. And I realized we got to do that for each other.
Model Jesus for each other.
Yeah, you know what? Because it's not like we tend to look at things in a binary way, like no faith, all the faith, you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
But most of us, including me, are believers who struggle in our unbelief. And you know what? It helps me if I see people actually do this thing. If I see people actually sacrificial, actually return hatred with love, actually model patience, joy, kindness when no one else would. To me, I look at that and go, yeah, this thing's real. I need to be reminded. I think everybody does. It's not like you just, you know, cross the line out and got no more problems. No, it helps me when I see you do that. If you are a male human or perhaps you know one, I came across a thing on businessinsider.com and they have 11 websites every modern gentleman should bookmark.
Oh, great.
And so
Did you already have some of those bookmarked?
Nope.
Okay.
No, and so but I thought I want that. Whatever that is, I want that. So
okay.
Like you should bookmark them. I can go back repeatedly.
And check them out.
So I did, and I had bookmarked them.
Okay,
and
what are they?
Well, I only looked at one, and it had trench coats for sale, and the cheapest one was $4,500.
Got that bookmarked, did you?
But I got it bookmarked. Bookmarked it. So now what, Business Insider? What do I do now? So here's a question. Wonder what you think about this. Who's better at diagnosing your problem? The internet or doctors? Now, they did a test where they sent the same like packet of symptoms for a whole bunch of different conditions to internet websites, leading ones, mm-hmm. and also to doctors, and they found out that, what do you think?
I'm hoping doctors.
Doctors are way, way better.
Okay, good.
Way, like three times better.
Well, they have to be. I've gone on WebMD and thought my days were numbered.
That's basically what
for a hangnail. I'm like, okay, so it's over. It's all over.
You know what? We should just start a site. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you the worst case scenario, no matter what you type in, and just call it drbadnews.com. Just to confirm. Yeah, that's probably what you wanted to hear anyway. You're right. This
it's
is
all
it.
Over.
It's all over. Hey, thanks for listening. It's a service to you as you listen that I do. Just to let you know where you stand, I do listener evaluations where I evaluate everybody who listens to the show. That includes you.
Everybody.
Just based on your own life.
Okay.
How you're doing.
You don't think it's creepy that you're monitoring people? Because people have called. They've
it's
been
for
a little,
their own good.
Well, they've been a little creeped out.
Perhaps.
And you can understand that, right?
Jonathan, you want to do your evaluation now? I have your file here.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, I have yours. All right. Is it okay if we go over it now? We have to do this every 6 months.
Yeah.
File. Okay. It's really just an opportunity to pinpoint areas you can improve, but also let you know where you're doing a good job, too.
Oh, how nice.
So, overall attitude, Jonathan, we got you at a 3, which meets expectations, and that's really good. I don't give out a lot of 5s.
Okay.
I'll just be honest.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because then you would, in essence, be saying there's no room for growth.
Right. So, when I say you meet expectations, I mean it, okay?
Nice.
Okay.
All right. Diet.
Uh-oh.
I got you down for 2.
Oh, no. What happened?
Just some of the stuff you've been eating. Questionable. A lot of processed stuff. You notice
that? No, not so much processed. No.
Okay. Is that, well?
No, I have processed stuff down here. So
processed stuff.
You know, I'm going to go back to the overall attitude score. Based on the fact that you're arguing with the evaluation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we might be at a 2.
Taking a nosedive. Yeah.
So we're going to have you sign this. It'll go in your file, and you're getting a cost of living adjustment. And we glad we can do that for
Congrats.
You. Yeah.
That'll be helpful.
Your health benefits have been slashed.
Yeah.
But that's not our fault. Hey, nobody likes traffic. I mean, most people don't like it. We want to be out of it. So this is why this is kind of a breakthrough. I don't know if you saw this. A guy is making jetpacks that cost a couple hundred thousand right now. But jetpacks were, like a guy in London actually did this, went to work with a jetpack. That's a breakthrough.
That seems a little risky.
We've been waiting for this for a long time.
Have we?
Yes.
Okay.
To be able to, you have, I have.
All of us.
All of us can't wait. And they say, yeah, $200,000, but it's going to come down, and they're going to be consumer jetpacks that we'll be able to get. And that sounds kind of awesome, just to avoid the traffic that you might be stuck in. And
I feel like if everybody just gets a jetpack and goes into the sky, then traffic isn't really going to go away. Like, everybody's going to be flying.
Good point. We've taken it from the road to the air. Really, who wins?
It'll dawn on everybody at the same time. Yeah, we're all up here.
And we can plummet.
Doggone it. Hey, what's up? Cool radio show happening right now. Glad you're tuned in.
I wonder what's
to this
about
radio
to happen.
Station.
What always happens when we're a cool radio
the
station
normal
and
show
Brand talks really
happening
low.
Right now. And oh my goodness, I've just been handed
look at this
breaking animal news. Wow, just getting details in right now. They're speaking into my headphone thing. I'm getting the
Okay.
Maybe you saw this. There was a kitten that was lost, abandoned, whatever, after Hurricane Matthew in North Carolina.
Okay.
Somebody made a little tube sock sweater for it, put it in the tube sock sweater, and then put it on the internet and at a pet store, and people just lined up to adopt it. And now this kitten, which looked so cold and wet and alone, now has its own little tube sock sweater and has a family.
Oh.
And that's kind of beautiful.
Do you feel like the tube sock sweater made a difference? Like, had they just put the kitten on the internet,
people freaked out about the tube sock sweater.
Okay.
So it's one of those stories, those news stories they have at the end of the newscast, and everybody's like, oh.
But I don't know if the story is really about the cat or the tube sock sweater. And if it's the tube sock sweater, then this really isn't breaking animal news. This is just
about
sweaters
the sweater,
made
but
out of tube socks.
There's an animal involved in it. And get your own show. Just get your own show. To your own. It's my breaking animal sweater
I know,
news.
All right.
When you have your birthday, you may get reflective or not. I don't tend to, but I just had one and I was reminded, kind of thinking, you know what? I always thought that you build and build and build like a career, family, you know, self-esteem, whatever it is you're building. And then you'll reach a point like, hey, I made it. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. If you're 22 years old and you're thinking, yeah, by the time I'm 40, I'll probably be all settled down. It doesn't work that way. We always want more. We always want to build more. There's a gaping chasm inside us that wants more when it comes to our self-esteem. Unless we say that's enough.
And we choose contentment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God gives us the power to do that. It doesn't mean that we're completely happy with every single aspect of our lives. But it does mean this whole thing, we're building, 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 building. It's a losing battle because it's not even a losing battle. It's worse than a losing battle. It never ends. And then you die. I see people 60, 70 years, 80 years old still chafing, trying to promote their own significance or something. Like, when is this end? At least a losing battle, you know you lost. I mean, let's go ahead and say enough, enough. And then I can finally think about other people. Pays to listen to really wise people. By the way, I was going to talk about something else. But I don't understand. I genuinely don't understand why nobody talks about wisdom with elected people. Like when we're electing somebody, he's smart, she's smart, you know, graduated from this and that, effective. I just want some wisdom. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why that's not even in the lexicon. Like, I don't care. Yeah, it's good to be smart. I realize you have to have a certain level of intelligence, but we can get computers that are smarter than you. We need people that can decide this matters, that doesn't. This is important, that's not. Tough situation, how do we respond? Like, if it's just purely about information accrual, your grades, your IQ, I don't want a foolish smart person in there. I don't. But they never, and this is not a partisan anything. I had nothing partisan going on here. I want somebody with a little wisdom. That's all. I don't understand why we don't value that. Sorry about my little rant there. Nobody's complained. I'm happy about that. I would just talk about how I wish wisdom was an issue, like when it came to political candidates. And I'm not talking about the presidential race even, like just all across the boards. Rarely mention this person has a lot of wisdom or something, but they'll say I'm smart. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who lives in my neighborhood and he has been in different home, you know, institutionalized settings and whatnot. He's had special needs since he was young. And he lives a very simple life. And he lives by himself, his sister's nearby. And he is such a blessing to the neighborhood. He takes care of things. Mm-hmm. He mows where other people won't mow by the roads, by the streets. We live in an urban area. He cleans up the trash. He rakes the leaves. He's out there. He's an older gentleman. And again, special guy. And he's a huge blessing. He doesn't have a 200 IQ. And there are people with 200 IQ, well, at least 150, 180 living around the neighborhood who are not nearly the blessing he is. And I'm not saying we want somebody in power who doesn't know things, but man, it is foolishness always equals pain. And foolishness is the absence of wisdom, and it always equals pain. Even if it's coupled with intelligence plus foolishness, massive pain. So I don't know if you caught this, but we're seriously talking about going to Mars as a country. That's a big thing right now. And Elon Musk, the inventor guy, says by 2025 he's going to be he's booking people now for 2025 to go to Mars. So if you want to sign up, you can do that. And my question was, do you want to? Would you actually want to do this?
No. I would not.
Wow.
I would not.
Why not?
No. Well, I saw this whole article that he's not also going because he doesn't want to die out there. And, you know, having a family and things like that is kind of beneficial to stick around for seeing all that.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to be the early adopter.
Yeah.
Like you let somebody else get it first. It's a good idea. A little tip. If you have friends, go on their Facebook wall every now and then. Just see what's going on because you might be surprised. I feel a little betrayed by the listeners to this program because I went on Sherry's Facebook wall, producer Sherry on Facebook.
Oh, dear.
And it's just one, hey, Sherry, you ought to see this. Just giving her ammo for her fear of birds. Like, here's a story about a bird attacking somebody. Sherry, you need to know about this. She's scared.
It's affirmation to say it's not an irrational fear because you've called it irrational
fear. In the listeners' minds, they are giving you ammo to win argument.
No, they're not. They're just saying, you're right, Sherry, and I appreciate
Frankly, I'm disappointed with everybody. Stop it. Stop doing that. I'm glad I clicked on that. I wouldn't have known you guys were doing all that stuff.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.